So our listener, Jason, found out his new girlfriend been writing to another guy. She says is just a friend, and this has been going on for over a year. There's more. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, buckle up.
Buckle up, he says.
I got a long one.
Wow, I feel like that's something we would have said.
LOL.
All right.
So I've been dating my girlfriend for a few months.
Okay.
She's great. Mm-hmm. And until now, I haven't had any reason not to trust her.
Okay.
But I just found out that she's been writing letters to a guy who is currently in jail.
Okay.
I happened to see her writing a letter and ask what she's doing, and she's completely honest with me. She showed me the letter, explained that she used to work with this guy, and apparently he fell on hard times, mm-hmm. got into some trouble, mm-hmm. ended up in jail. Mm. She's felt bad for him and has been writing him once a month for about a year.
Oh.
Now, I can respect that she's trying to be kind to someone who's having a rough time.
Right.
I don't think she's doing anything wrong, per se.
Okay.
And from what I've seen, the letters aren't romantic or anything like that.
Mm.
But I still don't love the idea of my girlfriend having this ongoing relationship with another guy who's sitting in jail. And what exactly is Mr. Jail Guy thinking? She's been consistently writing him for a year. He's sitting in jail, getting a personal letter from a woman he used to work with every single month. Is there a chance he thinks that something more is to it? And what happens when he gets out?
Okay.
I don't really think he'll get released and immediately show up at my girlfriend's house because he thinks she was his special person while he was locked up. But I also don't want to find out 6 months from now that this guy has somehow become a major part of our lives.
Oh.
I told my girlfriend, I think the whole thing is a little weird.
Yeah.
She basically said, why? I'm just being nice to someone who needs a friend.
Okay.
And now I don't want to tell her she has to stop because I don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also thinking if the roles were reversed and I was writing to a woman in prison every month, my girlfriend probably wouldn't be thrilled about that either. So where's the line? Would you just say, I'm not comfortable with this and I need you to stop? Mm-hmm. Or would you just trust them and stay out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ask to see all of the letters? Or am I completely insane? Listen, I don't really want to break up with her over this, but I also don't want to be further into this relationship going, remember that guy used to write in prison? Why is he sitting in our driveway?
Oh my gosh.
Well, anyway, sorry for the word vomit, but thank you for any help or insight.
I like the way this guy writes.
I know. He's literally giving his entire thought process.
Stream of conscious.
Yes, right here.
He's just like, blah.
What is Mr. Jail Guy thinking?
Here is what's happening in my brain right now.
Right.
Okay, optics. So sure, she's new, so you don't know her so well that,
right,
that you can say, okay, I trust this, because I know you. But at the same time, I get what he's saying when she just wants to be a friend to someone who obviously doesn't have anybody.
Right, but is he interpreting it as something else? I understand why he's hesitating at that, but at least she's not like, I don't know if it's better or worse that she's not, that she knows this person. That she's not like writing a stranger.
Yeah, right. It's not like a stranger pen pal.
Right.
It is someone that
people do that too.
She knows.
Right. And just feels bad for and is just trying to like give him a little encouragement.
Like, hey, you're doing okay. Like, what do these letters say?
Says not romantic.
Right,
so.
I know, but I'm so curious as to what they say. I wonder if she's just like almost like a pen pal just saying, hey, this is what's happening.
Well, Melanie is kind of agreeing with his fear. Absolutely not. He's going to totally show up when he gets out of jail. She needs to stop.
But then how do you... He doesn't want to be that guy. He's like, hey, I'm the guy in your life now.
But and have you thought about that maybe he might be interpreting this as signals and might be thinking you might be, I don't know, waiting for him when he gets out? Have you thought about that? I know you don't intend for that.
Right.
But maybe I'm a guy and I'm just wondering if this chick keeps writing me.
Can you put your guy hat on? And that's good.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, that he needs to like convey it to her. Like, hey, I'm a guy and I'm just thinking about what he might be thinking. I know your intention is pure and
right,
sweet.
Right.
But maybe his interpretation of this might be a little skewed. That's why I'm worried.
Andrea brings up a good point. Is that her personality? And everyday life, she's just a sweetheart and nice to everybody. And I wouldn't worry about it if that were the case.
It could be. And I think that's probably where her intention is and why he shouldn't be as concerned about that. He's just kind of concerned, I don't know this guy in jail. And again, might have a valid concern of when he gets out, is he going to show up thinking, oh, we've had this thing with letters?
I'm just going to toss this out here because, you know, you're always going to get a no unless you ask, right?
Okay.
Anybody want to admit that they've been to jail and
got
corresponded
letters
with someone on the outside?
And what did that mean to you?
Yes. 502-795-1997.
And did you show up in a driveway?
That's right.
And how'd that work out?
Or if you want to call us collect from jail.
Yes, we're workshopping all these possibilities and how this might play out.
Right. Our number again, 502-795-1997. I don't know if they still do the one collect call thing.
We used to get those quite a bit.
I used to get those a lot. Yeah, for sure. All right, so we'll do that coming up. All right, so we're going to jail for this group therapy. 9970JX. Jason's girlfriend has been communicating with a guy who she used to work with who found himself in jail, and she's writing letters once a month. He's only dated her a few months, and so
she's been doing this for about a year.
Yeah, and he's like, there's something about this that I don't like.
Right. They're not romantic letters, but he's just a little concerned about how he might, the guy in jail, could be interpreting these letters as in maybe she's holding out and waiting for him to get out, and then he's going to show up in the driveway, and he's all like, I don't want that to happen.
Now, I have some bad news. I did throw the line out there and ask if anybody is currently in jail, wants to send us a collect call and give us their perspective. Or
on getting letters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or someone who was a former person in jail and could weigh in on that. We did not get that. Mm. But we did get someone who was a corrections officer.
Yeah.
And said,
I've seen this before, yes. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, like letters from females. It keeps them company.
Yeah, and says, I'll let you use your imagination.
Right.
But she should probably cut jail boy off.
Okay. Now, there are a couple of questions people are asking. First of all, what did he do?
Yeah, don't know.
Don't know. And does he write back?
That's a good question. Like, if she is not telling him or showing him letters that he's writing back, then that would be
a red flag for sure. But I feel like also if he were, Jason would include that.
Yeah, I would say so, too. So here's what I would suggest maybe if you're Jason. Like, hey, like, tell your buddy about me. So like his girlfriend is like, oh, Jason and I went to a farmer's market the other day. It was lovely.
Yes, she needs to be including in her tidbits about her life that she's dating someone. Just like letting him know
that
there's no romantic possibility here.
Right, I am taken.
Yes, but I'm just trying to like, you know, give you encouragement.
Now, there are others that are like, look, as a person who has had friends in this prison system.
Yeah.
I can say this. They all said that letters from the outside make them feel like someone outside cares. And to be fair, Jason said that's what his girlfriend is saying.
Yeah.
That's why she does it.
Yeah.
This person goes on and says, prisoners are treated subhuman, so hearing from the outside helps them stay focused to do better. And unless the letters get romantic and she starts hiding them, I think she's just being a friend.
That's a really good perspective.
I mean, I want to think that that's all it is.
Yes, and it sounds like in her mind, that's all that is.
Yeah.
But I think as long as she is like just sharing about her life, too, and being open and honest about the fact she's in a relationship so that this guy does not get any sort of inkling that she might be, you know, romantic and thinking when he gets out they can be a couple.
Maybe ask if you can add a sentence or two to the letters. Like, Jason goes,
hi, dude, my name is Jason, and I am now dating my girlfriend, and I would appreciate if you don't show up in the driveway when you get out.
And it's just like, hey, you know, is J.O. like a show on, like, CSI? Like, what's the, like, I don't know, just, like, ask him questions.
And, I don't
and,
think like, Jason contributes to the letters.
I don't know. I'm just.
I think, no.
I have a lot of questions. But, no. But like, maybe Jason would say something like, hey, you know, hope they're treating you well in
hey,
there.
Hey, bud, keep your head up.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a thing.
Okay. But I think as long as, you know, he talks to her about it and she mm-hmm. is sharing that she's in a relationship, I think that will squash any concerns he has about how the guy in jail might be interpreting the letters.
I will say a lot of people are saying this is probably a no-go. She needs to probably cut him off. I'm just saying this is what the peanut gallery is saying.
Mm. I think
it is too.
Especially
but,
since she knows this guy. It's not like a random stranger she decided to write letters to. Which also I don't think is a bad thing either. Because again, what our listener said that you know they really need those letters to hang on and keep being encouraged to mm-hmm. do better.
Now, if she's putting a little spritz of perfume on before she...
That's
signs them and
probably
puts them. That's
crossing
probably
a line.
Over the line. Yeah, exactly.
Also, we're not getting into the area where she is like going to write a letter to someone who's notorious in jail and enamored and wants to marry them.
No.
That happens sometimes too. I think she's just genuinely a nice person trying to help out a former friend.
All right.
Just keep them encouraged. And that's a sweet
Jason,
quality.
Do with what you will. Please keep us posted.
Right, yes. And I would encourage her, like, hey, are you sharing that you're in a relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, tell them about me.
Yes.
Hey, tell them about me. Look at what I can do. No, I can juggle.
Look at
my muscles.
I'm talking.
I can throw a football. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We were doing so well.
Good luck. like I said, keep us posted. That is group therapy.